expressão.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Well, I think that this has been very fruitful up through the Super Tuesday elections. I think at a certain point we do need to come together. No two elections are alike, and I think at this point we would be better off if we could unify around a candidate. Whoever that candidate may be, I will back whoever the people choose, but I think it's important for us to unify and unify quickly.
It's nice to hear Michelle Bachmann, who thinks it's time for the Republican Party to unify around one candidate. You agree with that? 800-510-8255. Many of you do. And be a chance for you to be heard after we go through a lot of the information that pertains to the situation that has developed around the Republican primary in Illinois. Here are the results. As we get into this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here, looking at the Illinois primary. Romney won pretty decisively. 47% of the vote went to him. And let's see, Santorum came in second. As I look at the stats here, 35% for him. Ron Paul got third position, 9% of the vote. And Newt Gingrich was dead last. At 8%. Up next, the Louisiana primary, which is this Saturday, and then on April 3rd, Maryland, Wisconsin, and Washington, D.C. So let's go over the win in Illinois by listening to our usual group. It's not always the same people, but we try to follow the same formula here, bringing you the talk radio and talk television hosts with people that they have on as guests. They sort of help to form opinions for a lot of people, and you can put your 2 cents worth in at 800-510-8255 as we listen to Greta Van Susteren talking to Congressman Aaron Schock about Romney's win in Illinois. He is an Illinois Republican congressman.
This is a big night for your candidate. Can you give me some sort of reflection on it? I know that you're very happy because you're a Governor Romney supporter, but turnout's been down.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tonight was a fantastic night in the land of Lincoln, the place that knows Barack Obama better than anyone. We know what it's going to take to defeat him come November, and we know we want the strongest candidate possible. When you look at the numbers out of Illinois, it's phenomenal for Mitt Romney, and the fact that he didn't just win. There are four candidates in this race, and he got about 50% of the vote. So about half of the voters in Illinois with four candidates in the race, that was a tremendous turnout for him. And it shows also a good cross-section of the demographic. I'm from downstate. I'm not from Chicago. And we had him down in Peoria in the heartland yesterday. Rick Santorum had a rally, had a couple hundred people there. Mitt Romney had a rally, had a couple thousand people there. So the trend is definitely going his way. You saw in Puerto Rico, 80% of the people voted for Governor Romney there. Over half the people, it looks like, are going to have voted for Mitt Romney here in Illinois. I definitely think the momentum's on his side.
All right, if he is a nominee, chances are he's going to get buried night after night with ads about the health care in Massachusetts. How would you expect him to respond to against the President Obama campaign? How is he going to get around the fact that it's very unpopular, that Massachusetts health care with Republicans?
Well, look, the fact of the matter is, as much as the President may try to subscribe Obamacare to Governor Romney, it is night and day. Look, Obamacare is the only health care law passed in this land that cuts health care for seniors by $500 million. Obamacare is the only health care bill that raises taxes on nearly every American and every business in America. And Mitt Romney has stated over and over again that on day one, he will issue a waiver to all 50 states in the country so that not just the politically connected friends of Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama don't have to subscribe to this health care law, but every state and every individual can have that same waiver as well.
And as an editorial comment, I will tell you the same thing as a Massachusetts, a Bay State resident. The thing that was passed in Massachusetts, I'm not even sure it was a Romney initiative, but it was a request to the Democratic Party in charge. So they managed to meter out some sort of compromise, which actually has worked very well. It hasn't cost the state any extra money. So it's a hard argument to make, right, if you really dig into it. But the people who don't want to dig into it, who don't like Romney, they're just, you know, whistling sort of Dixie. Here's on the other side from Greta Van Susteren, of course, from Fox. Here's Lawrence O'Donnell on the other side with Rachel Maddow from MSNBC talking to an analyst named Steve Schmidt about the way Romney outspent Santorum in Illinois.
I don't think it's a surprise that Mitt Romney won. I do think that the Santorum and Gingrich critique, which Steve Schmidt has been taking apart, which is that they shouldn't be hitting Mitt Romney for spending so much money to win in these places when he shouldn't have to spend all that much money. I do actually think there is a little bit of an emotional pull to that critique. I do think it sort of matters to people that Mitt Romney has outspent Rick Santorum 7-1 in Illinois. When, as Chuck said, the demographics there mean he should have been able to win it by spending nothing. Mm-hmm. But he really is just blanketing people in money. I do think that, people sometimes resent that, even if you want your candidate to have the resources to compete. Mostly, though, I think that Rick Santorum has got to push Newt Gingrich out of the race, and he's got to show that he can win this somewhere outside the Deep South, and I don't think he's going to do that. And so I think the Romney campaign has to figure out how they're going to appeal to people who don't like him and will vote for Rick Santorum anyway, even though Rick Santorum has no chance of getting the nomination.
Steve Schmidt, what does tonight mean to the strategists in these three campaigns?
Well, I think if you're the Mitt Romney campaign, you took a step forward tonight. The race isn't over. You want to avoid any unexpected losses. But when you look ahead to the calendar, you foresee Santorum doing well in Louisiana. You see him doing well in his home state of Pennsylvania. But you look now at the calendar and you see a lot of states where Romney's going to do well. So Romney needs to start thinking about how do you begin to heal some of the damage that's been done? How do you put the party together? For Newt Gingrich, I think, frankly, his campaign is in a fairly delusional state. It's over. He's not going to be the president. He's not going to be the Republican nominee. Why he's in the race, I don't know. But if you look at the finance reports, not a lot of money. Campaigns end when they run out of money. And, of course, Rick Santorum, he's looking at this race, trying to come up with a scenario where Mitt Romney is not able to get the requisite number of delegates to shut it down to become the nominee. If he's successful at holding Romney from that, pushing this into the convention, he thinks he has a chance to walk away as the nominee, and maybe he does.
All right, so the talking heads prevailing there is from the left, the overview from O'Donnell and Maddow with their expert, the money being spent. The lefties are trying to underscore the amount of money that's being spent by Romney, mostly because Obama's having a hard time raising money, and so they it's very interesting. It really is to see what motivates people and how some of this stuff turns into reality. But it's fun to talk about, and that's what we're here to do on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio on the air every day for a couple of hours. A big three-hour wrap-up of all top 10 comes your way every weekend, hopefully on the same station that's carrying this program to you Monday through Friday. 14 past the hour now with Doug Steffen on the countdown.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. And Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
800-510-8255. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, News Talk Television. A lot of the material that we are finding comes as a result of connections that some of you make in the so-called new media, which is really an interesting phenomenon. Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum fighting it out as the Illinois Republican presidential primary is now history. And Newt Gingrich hasn't got a chance. Ron Paul is the kingmaker in this, and you know that he's more interested in Romney than he is Santorum. And I find that to be a pretty interesting dynamic. What about you? 800-510-8255. Let's listen to Michael Berry on his radio program talk about why he thinks Santorum has no chance.
I will tell you that to the extent that Santorum pushes conservatism at the expense of personal freedom, it's a loser. I'm telling you, freedom means freedom. It does not mean freedom for you to go bothering other people.
One of the criticisms I make is to what I refer to as more of a libertarianish right. They have this idea that we should be let, people should be left alone, be able to do whatever they want to do. Government should keep our taxes down and keep our regulations low, and that we shouldn't get involved in the bedroom. We shouldn't get involved in cultural issues. That is not how traditional conservatives view the world. There is no such society that I'm aware of where we've had radical individualism and that it succeeds as a culture.
I can't begin to tell you how troubling that statement is to me. I cannot begin to tell you how distinctly un-American that statement is. It is because of statements like that that Santorum can't get over the hump. It's not a lack of money. It's because of statements just like that. You can make a statement like that, and if in fact he believes it, and I have no reason to believe he doesn't, the left can take a statement like that and pry loose every independent in America, because that sounds like a statement on behalf of Sharia law. And yes, there are some people who want to impose a Christian version of Sharia law. I don't care how hard you've prayed about it. I don't care how deeply felt your religious convictions are. Practice them. Do not impose them. Listen to this again.
One of the criticisms I make is to what I refer to as more of a libertarianish right. They have this idea that we should be let, people should be left alone, be able to do whatever they want to do. Government should keep our taxes down and keep our regulations low, and that we shouldn't get involved in the bedroom. We shouldn't get involved in cultural issues. That is not how traditional conservatives view the world. There is no such society that I'm aware of where we've had radical individualism and that it succeeds as a culture.
I think what he means to say,
Romney. All right, I'm trying to figure out how Santorum got this far listening to that. 21 past the hour.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep pain penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomet can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomet comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomet.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's get back into the action here. 800-510-8255. You just listened to Michael Berry in his radio program as he excoriated Rick Santorum for his overview of what he thinks the country ought to be. Traditional conservatives, what they're all about. I think I'm a pretty traditional conservative, maybe more to the libertarian side of things. And how Rick Santorum got this far is what really bothers me, given statements like we just heard there on that program. The host said it's the Christian version of Sharia law. When I heard that, I thought, wow, that statement really crystallizes what I think about Santorum and so many of the other people that are so inflexible about their beliefs and how they want to instill them on other people. That's not the American way, and that's not the conservative way. You want to play that cut, Michael?
Individualism.
If you have it.
One of the criticisms I make is to what I refer to as more of a libertarian-ish right. They have this idea that people should be left alone, be able to do whatever they want to do. Government should keep our taxes down and keep our regulations low, and that we shouldn't get involved in the bedroom. We shouldn't get involved in cultural issues. That is not how traditional conservatives view the world. There is no such society that I'm aware of where we've had radical individualism and that it succeeds as a culture.
Radical individualism? What you said, sir, is about as radical as anything that I've heard from anybody that has made it to this point, and I wonder what that says about where we are in America. If you'd like to comment on that, 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, here's radio host Dimitri Sotis talking to James Holman from Politico.com.
Has Romney's campaign score increased exponentially tonight with this win in Illinois?
Yeah, it really has, Dimitri. It's a big win, double digits. He's going to walk away with a lot of delegates. This is the second biggest delegate haul of the year. We have to just soak it in. It was expected he would win, but it's a big win. And it really does raise questions about Santorum's ability to compete in these big industrial Midwestern states. He was ahead in the polls in Michigan and Ohio, couldn't close it. Now he loses Illinois. A lot of tough contests for Rick Santorum in April. He's probably going to win this Saturday in Louisiana, but then there's a series of contests he'll lose, including the Potomac primaries here in Maryland. And then if he can stick around until May, there's some contests that are favorable. But if you start to look at the delegate math, the way that Rick Santorum gets the nomination is to deny Mitt Romney the 1,144 delegate number that he needs to secure the nomination, which would mean a floor fight. So the earliest this is going to get resolved is late May early June, and there still is a chance that this could go to the convention.
Well, that being said, has there been a shift? Has Romney either become a stronger candidate, or have the voters said, you know what, it's going to be Romney, so I may as well put my vote in for him?
What was interesting is there was, in the exit polling, they asked, which would you prefer, that your candidate wins or that the GOP campaign ends soon? 66% said they want their candidate to win. Among that two-thirds, Santorum and Romney tied 40-40. But among people who said that they want the campaign to end soon, Romney won 60-40. So Romney is trying to convince Republican voters that it's time to wrap this up, that they need to start competing in the general election. But Santorum can say, and it is saying, not so fast.
Yeah, I don't know about Newt Gingrich, but wouldn't it make sense for Rick Santorum to stay on until people in his home state of Pennsylvania vote?
Yeah, absolutely. He has no incentive. And in fact, I can assure you that he's not going to drop out at all. I mean, when you watch Romney's victory speech tonight, yeah, it sort of felt like the end of the race. But we felt that way a couple times after Florida. Romney gave a very similar speech, and we had, you know, very similar conversation. And this weekend in Louisiana, Romney could finish third place ostensibly, and then we'll, you know, have the whole conversation about how he still has to win over a lot of the base. So a lot of work still for Mitt Romney to do, but no question, this is a very big victory for him.
All right. So this is kind of like na-na-na-na-na sort of stuff. 800-510-8255 on how Santorum got as far as he did. Let's talk about that in a few minutes here.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on Champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3-4 through 310 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can't.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
View of the hot hits in talk radio, talk television. I'm Doug Steffen with the second half hour here. We'll give enough time for the situation in Afghanistan to be aired. Well, a lot of people talking about that on talk radio programs. But for now, Mitt Romney scoring a decisive win in Illinois. The Republican presidential train continues with our trying to find out who the pretenders are, who the contenders are, who the intenders are. Obviously, Romney is the contender. The intender is, in this case, Santorum. Who would have thought that a month or so ago? The pretender is Gingrich. And God bless Ron Paul. He's just chugging along. 800-510-8255. So has Romney, in your mind, cemented his status as the likely nominee against the top challenger, who at this point is Rick Santorum? And isn't it interesting to go back over the history of this thing to see how has changed in the last 4, 5, 6 months. Illinois is certainly a coveted prize. 69 delegates, 54 were chosen in the primary yesterday. If you don't know how the system works, it's kind of an interesting overview of how this sort of, strange concocted situation. The delegates are selected from yesterday. Again, the number of delegates was 54. The rest will be chosen by the state GOP during the summer convention. Santorum had a disadvantage. His campaign didn't file slates in four of the districts, so he only could have won 44 delegates anyway. And as we all know, it takes 1,144 delegates to get to the top. Romney lost Illinois in 2008 to John McCain. McCain got 29%. He got 29%, and McCain got 48% back 4 years ago, if that's significant. 800-510-8255. Here's host Veronica Robinson talking to Charlie Matheson from Politico.com about the across-the-board support that Romney received in the win there in Illinois yesterday.
We just heard that Mitt Romney won because of voters from across the board, even Tea Partiers. Now, these are the most conservative. Does this go against what Santorum and the rest of the Republican field have been saying about Romney not being in touch with the Republican base?
Well, I don't know that it cuts against it, but certainly he made inroads with a lot of the groups that he struggled with. Still, if you take a look at the exit polls and slice up the Republican electorate, you still see that Mitt Romney has the same problems he's always had. But among many groups, he's certainly made some inroads. And you can see that in the results tonight, which is a pretty comfortable victory for Mitt Romney, particularly built in the suburbs surrounding Chicago.
Rick Santorum, he's already in Pennsylvania.
Well, there's a reason he's in Pennsylvania, Veronica, and it's because they could see this shaping up. They could see a loss shaping up, so he didn't want to be there on site as it went down. And I think what he's going to try to do is continue to draw a contrast with Mitt Romney, continue to sort of pick at the idea that there's one true, authentic conservative in the race, and that's Rick Santorum. And he's going to continue to go on and try to make that case to Republican voters, even after losing a big state like Illinois. He does have a couple of big industrial states that he, you know, possibly could do well in. Pennsylvania, which is several weeks away. You've got Wisconsin coming up. You've got Louisiana, where he's well positioned on Saturday. So he'll continue to go forward and push that same conservative message.
Do you think some of his recent gaffes may have hurt him in Illinois, such as what he had to say about Puerto Rico? Puerto Rico voted on Saturday. Puerto Rico wants statehood. He said that English has to become the first language in any state or territory before it gains statehood, and that is not true. Do you think that hurt him?
I think all of it adds up and hurts him. It's almost like death by a thousand cuts. I think what hurt him probably as much as the gaffes was the decision to allocate his time in an unusual way, which is that here he was fairly competitive in Illinois up until probably the final week or two, but he chose to spend time in Puerto Rico, a state where he was really crushed in the polls and actually ended up getting terrible press for those gaffes. Had he spent that time in Illinois, a state that he was probably better suited to compete in, he might have been able to win more votes across the state and possibly break through among some of the primary groups that he's really struggled with so far.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
A lot has changed from when Nola Osh started school until the time she finished.
When I received my diploma, it was a big to-do.
At 95 years young, Nola became the world's oldest college graduate.
If we don't concentrate on our ages, we go ahead and do things as if we we're younger.
So no matter how old you are, live life and pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil.
I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You did not really compete in Illinois. There's been this sort of choices that candidates are making. Why not Illinois, and what are you looking forward to in Louisiana as you look forward?
Well, I'm speaking to you from Alexandria, Louisiana. We've had a great day today in Shreveport, at Louisiana Tech, in Monroe, and now here in Alexandria. And I think candidates have to pick the areas they think they can win in. I think we have a much better chance of winning in Louisiana. Governor Romney had a pretty good day today. I think he took a step towards clearly proving he was the front runner. Senator Santorum did not have a particularly good day. This is the third time now he's tried out an industrial Midwestern Union state and not succeeded. And I think that conservatives are going to have to think through what's the right strategy if they hope to stop Romney. We are faced, I think, with a very serious challenge in terms of who can beat Barack Obama. That, in the end, is what this is all about. Who can beat Barack Obama? And I think that it's very difficult to imagine that the governor who used Teddy Kennedy as his advisor, who designed Romney Care as the forerunner to Obamacare, is going to do very well. And frankly, Senator Santorum, who I like personally, I think has a hard time explaining why the guy who set the all-time record for losing Pennsylvania, somebody who took a balanced budget, which I left behind, and as part of the leadership ran up $1.7 trillion in deficits, and was part of the largest defeat since Watergate in 2006 as part of the leadership. So I'm staying in the race because I really do think it's a question of who can beat Barack Obama. I think the case I'm making on gasoline, the case I'm making on an American energy policy is effective. If you watch the White House for 2 weeks now, we've had them responding. The president spent his Saturday speech attacking my proposal to get gas.
All right. So here's Gingrich suggesting, quote, to defeat Barack Obama, Republicans can't nominate a candidate who relies on outspending his opponents 7-1. Instead, we need a nominee who offers powerful solutions that hold the president accountable for his failures. Over the past few weeks, my $2.50 gas plan has shown how America could have cheaper gas, more jobs, and greater national security while putting the White House on the defense over their anti-American energy policies. This is the type of leadership I can offer as the nominee, and this campaign will spend between now and when the delegates vote in Tampa, relentlessly taking the fight to President Obama to make his case. You know what? When he speaks like that, Gingrich really sounds good. He does it. We ought to be paying $2.50 a gallon. We all know that. We all know what a ruse, what a scam this is, at paying, in some cases, $3.50, $3.70, $3.90, $4.10, $4.40 for gasoline. It's an outrage. And especially when you hear some of these people on that side of the argument saying, well, it's probably not going to go down again. That's justification for Obama. It's not justification for the reason that we have this or why we should put up with it. It's foolishness. All right, so, you know, Gingrich has a good message. It's too bad he looks so bad in a bathing suit. You see any of those pictures? Pretty funny stuff. All right, so Ron Paul, who is the wild card here, I think, when I talk about pretenders and contenders and intenders, I think he is the kingmaker, although Romney should be able to get the votes on his own. But how does it come out a little more clearly? He wants something for himself, and a lot of people think he wants his son to be the vice presidential candidate. Not a bad idea, actually. He'd bring in all the Paul supporters, and does he deserve to get a cabinet position for himself? I guess he's interested in the Treasury. It's pretty interesting. That sign is, I think, an interesting part of what's going on here. I think the old guys, and Ron Paul's the oldest, but I think these old guys, the Gingrich thing, he becomes interesting when he gets off of his quirkiness and speaks to the issues, and he's so smart. Santorum is not very bright, and that comes through, and Romney is pretty polished, so you've got a pretty good selection here. Let's listen to Ron Paul being interviewed. I think he was on with Jay Leno last night.
Now, the magic number is 1144. Can Romney reach that number?
As things look now? The answer is he can, but will he on the first vote? It's uncertain. I think there's a very good chance that they might actually have two votes or three votes, and that would open up the door.
Can you quickly explain to folks what a broken convention would be? Because it's been 50 years since we've really had one.
Yeah, it's all a canned convention. We used to send people over there that were uncommitted, and they'd work it out and pick a candidate. But a broken convention means that nobody wins on the first ballot. So and nobody gets eliminated, so they have to have a re-vote. But the big issue there is the committed delegates. See, there'll be delegates maybe committed to Mitt Romney, but the second go around, they're not committed to him.
Then
they can vote their conscience. Then, I believe, we'll get a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you foresee, is it too late for people like Jeb Bush or Chris Christie to get into the race?
I guess theoretically not, but practically speaking, it's not going to happen.
No.
I mean, something very unusual would have to happen. I don't think that's going to happen.
There were these rumors going around that there was some sort of secret deal with you and Mitt Romney. You seemed to be very friendly during a couple of debates. Anything to that?
It's something about it. It's very secret because he and I don't know a whole lot about it. But, you know, there has been talk a little bit. The big deal I have to consider is whether I want to be a czar or head of the Federal Reserve. And I'm toying with the idea. Which one I'm going to take.
And then you can eliminate your own job.
Yeah, there you go.
Should Newt Gingrich get out of the race? Does it look like he can't?
Well, I'm not telling him what to do, but I think the other three should just get out of the race.
You think the other three? I mean, you've been pretty candid with your assessment of the other candidates.
Right.
You called Newt Gingrich a serial hypocrite. Explain that.
Yeah, he keeps going back and forth on all his issues, like on medical care. One time he's for big government, then he's for less government when he's campaigning. And his foreign policy will flip-flop and change his mind. One time he's for this, but then not. Now, in one sense, it's not a bad idea because he's starting to say, well, maybe we ought to come home from Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've been saying that for a long time. Santorum, who seems to bill himself as the ultimate conservative, you call him a fake conservative. What is it?
Yeah, he says he's a conservative, and a lot of people believe him, but I don't believe him.
No?
I think he's a fake because conservatives are supposed to be for less government. But his voting record is a disaster for that. I mean, he votes for all the foreign aid. He voted to raise the national debt about four or five times, double the Department of Education, votes for foreign aid, things like that. And then to say you're conservative, but sometimes their definitions are really weird. I mean, many conservatives, especially Santorum, think that you can't ever cut even a penny out of the military-industrial complex, and I think there's a little waste there. I was in the military for 5 years, believe me.
Right.
There's a lot of waste there.
Right.
So, they talk one thing, but they do another one. I think that's being a fake.
And, of course, Romney has gotten this title as flip-flopper, and you go along with that, I
guess. Yeah, he certainly, you know, being the governor of Massachusetts, you know, you tend to have to be pretty liberal to be a governor of Massachusetts.
Right.
But then when you run in the Republican primary where there's some evangelicals, you have to have a different position. So he has flip-flopped on quite a few.
When a person becomes like governor of a very liberal state, aren't you doing the bidding of the will of those people? I mean, if the people of the state say they like this, whether you as governor agree or disagree, like a number of people have views on other issues, but because it's the law or the people want this, you have to go along with it. So is it really flip-flopping if you do that?
It's still flip-flopping. He does it because it's good politics, and obviously they get rewarded for this, but I think that's also the reason we're in so much trouble today, because people do things they don't believe in, and they kowtow to the special interests, the most powerful special interests. But I think whether it's the state level or the federal level, you ought to do what's right. You ought to vote the Constitution. If you say you're for less government, you're going to vote for less government.
Ron Paul, a pretty excited crowd there. Up next, Afghanistan, the focus here on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, 51 past the hour.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yep, we sure are. The climate in Afghanistan now is where we are, and a couple of talk hosts, pretty important conversation to be having. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, as a matter of fact, said yesterday, in case you haven't heard, there is an investigation underway into the command climate surrounding this soldier who's accused of massacring the 16 Afghan civilians. General John Allen said the investigation will be separate from any criminal investigation. We're, of course, talking about Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales. The probe will look into the command and control process, how and why Bales was assigned to this special ops unit, and what the relationships were like in the unit. And the lawyer, in the meantime, says that Bales has no memory of the murders, and so they're going to use that as a defense. Here's talk host John Williams, who is involved here in a conversation with one of his callers about the increased number of tours that soldiers are serving and the part that may have played in the shooting last week.
How many tours of duty should a soldier be asked to serve? And there's a couple of ways to look at this. One is that after a single tour, say, or during your first, that will be especially traumatic and difficult, but that ensuing tours aren't additionally, say, injurious to your mental health. In fact, you get acclimated, you get better at it, that a soldier on a third or fourth tour is actually probably in a mentally healthier place than somebody right after their first tour. So the notion that we should put a limit on it is not maybe so easily understood. The percentage of soldiers who in Afghanistan have done three or more tours is 1 in 5, is 20%. 1 in 5 soldiers in Afghanistan have done three or more. And so when you say, all right, well, now what are we going to do? I don't know that we're going to get more soldiers and have them do fewer tours. I don't like the idea of fewer soldiers doing more tours. The headline in the Chicago Sun Crimes today is 4 tours of duty, that erodes the soul. But the wife of Bales, I forget her first name now, had been blogging for a long time, as do many military families, about her experience. She said she was doing it as sort of a record for their kids of the decisions that mom and dad made that shaped their lives. They move a lot. He had this job and this appointment in the military, etc. I mean, it's not atypical at all. And the stresses that go with that, not getting a promotion that they wanted, being away when one of the kids is born, the financial issues, the physical and mental rigor that requires not only the soldier but the family to sort of display. I mean, it's just all tough. It's not easy. And so she's writing about all of that. Now, after he goes evidently on this shooting spree, a lot of that was taken down, but some of it is still up. And the question remains for you, if you or somebody you know was did a tour in Iraq or Afghanistan, what do you make of that? Does there come, and I suppose it also depends on what your responsibility is there. If you're in receiving on an airport in Afghanistan, maybe that's not as, you know, dangerous or as intense as being in a Humvee going up and down a road following a supply, you know, convoy. I mean, that's probably more difficult. I don't know. I do not know what your experience was. I don't know where the hot spots are. But I'm kind of curious what soldiers think about doing more than one tour. Hey, Penny?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not a soldier, but I worked in hospitals my first career. And the longer I worked in the hospitals, the less I heard the pain of the patients. I became very numb to it. And I think I totally disagree with whoever says more tours because they're more seasoned. I think that the less tours you have, the more humanity you have for the enemy. And I think that we become numb to it. And I think that that's why people go ape and like did the shooting that this soldier did. I mean, the human mind is very fragile.
I agree with that lady. 800-510-8255. I always get you in touch here. Here's Taco's Jimmy Barrett wrapping things up with the former Navy Reserve Judge Advocate Mike Navarra.
When you talk about a military trial, we're learning more about the assault charges and other things that happened evidently earlier in this guy's life. How much will his background play into what happened or what he's accused of having done in Afghanistan?
The background will play in different stages of the trial in different fashions. The first fashion is the Article 32 hearing, which, as you probably heard in other cases, is the initial hearing to determine whether the evidence can go forward. If that happens, there'll probably be some sort of an evaluation either before that hearing or even after that hearing to determine if he's actually competent to stand trial. So that'll be the first stage. And then the second stage is obviously going to come up as a part of the trial if this case goes to trial, which, you know, by all appearances, it looks like it will. It will have some effect on the actual trial and whether or not he's culpable of these offenses. And finally, at the final stage, the sentencing stage, if he gets there, it will play into whether or not he receives the, you know, ultimate penalty if in fact go forward with capital charges in this case.
All right, there's the wrap on Afghanistan and the wrap on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.